The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles gathered with Jesus and reported what they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in such great numbers that they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm going to digress from the Gospel today because there is a new study out on why people are losing faith today. And it resonates very much with what is my experience. And let me try to quickly summarize the three conclusions of the study. It says, first of all, that these highs and lows in the church are cyclic. They come and they go. And we're just coming off of an incredible high. It began in the late 1800s with the influx of mass Catholic immigration from Ireland and Italy, Poland and Germany. And the churches began to swell and they built these magnificent buildings. When Archbishop Gannon ordained a new class of priests every spring, he had an average in the early 1930s of 12 new priests a year. And after the ordination ceremony, he said to them, "Now go home and live with your parents, and if something opens up, I'll call you." He didn't have any place to send them. And some of them waited 2 and 3 years before they received an assignment. In a 10-year period in the 1950s in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, California, they opened a new 8-classroom Catholic school on an average every 30 days for 10 years. And during that same 10-year period, we built more Catholic churches and schools in the United States than in our whole history before combined. Things weren't always that way. In the early days of this diocese, there was one priest, a Father McCabe, who lived out at McCain, and he ministered to Erie and Crawford County. And he would go around by horseback and maybe visit a cluster of farms once a year. And people would bring all the babies that had been born that year and he would baptize them. The people would come and get their marriages blessed by him. The same thing was true down in Venango in Clarion County. There was one priest, Father Andrew Scopez, an Austrian immigrant. And he again traveled by horseback. So we've lived through the peak. In the 1960s, the seminaries were full, the convents were full, the churches were full. And then came 1968 and the publication of the birth control encyclical, and the bottom fell out of everything. Overnight in the United States, mass attendance dropped from 78% to 50%. And it has been continuing to drop since then. It is now about 28%. So it is cyclic. It goes in up and down and nothing to be afraid of. Secondly, and this might sound strange, but I think it resonates, it's the loss of neighborhoods. When we grew up, and I'm not so sure this is true in Erie, but when we grew up, we knew everybody in the neighborhood. You knew who people were, who their extended family was, what they did for a living. And if a tragedy befell a family, everybody in the neighborhood came together and worked for them. For the most part today in America, those neighborhoods are gone. For the most part, most people know their neighbor maybe just to say hello to them or by sight, but they know nothing about them. And Catholicism cannot be lived in isolation. It has to be lived in community. That's why it's so important for us to come together and worship like this, because we reinforce and support one another. Even the monks who live lives of austerity, prayer, and don't speak to one another do so in community. And when we break down that community, then everything begins to break down. We're people who embrace others. We tear down walls rather than build them. We welcome the stranger. We feed the hungry. We clothe the naked. And that's all broken down because of the breakdown of neighborhoods. And thirdly, it is the failure of leadership in the church. Pope Francis says his greatest problem are his bishops. He says to the bishops, get out of your palaces and go out among your people. I want you to smell like the sheep. Bishop Persico says his greatest problem are his priests. Many of our priests don't read any theology whatsoever. They don't prepare their homilies. They just get in the pulpit and ramble on and on. We are the only professional group I know that does not have to be recertified on a regular ongoing basis, as do doctors and lawyers and dentists, et cetera, et cetera. They put this thing around our neck and we're good for life, and it doesn't work. Many of you are Catholics who will continue to come back no matter how good or bad be the liturgy and the homilies, et cetera. But your children are not going to do it. They're simply not going to do it. And so what we're going through is cyclic. It goes up and it goes down. The breakdown of neighborhoods has contributed vastly to the loss of faith and the failure of the leadership in the church. Amen.